This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Kendra is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Kendra.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What do you think you may or may not be wrong about?
So I want to know, am I wrong?
Uh-huh.
My husband refuses to take his shoes off when he comes into the house.
Your husband refuses to take his shoes off when he comes into the house?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've asked him a million times. I finally got my kids doing it. To take his shoes off when he comes in the house.
Right.
And he refuses. And I'll tell you, I've told him my reasons why. I don't think I'm crazy for this, but you know, you walk around on the streets, into your car, you go into work, you pick up whatever's on the outside, and then you bring it into my home. And then it's all over the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting. I mean, you know, people like, they take their dogs out, and they step in pee and poo and mud and grass and God knows what else.
Yeah. Do you have a dog? Because your dog brings all that stuff into the house, too. Like, he doesn't take his shoes off when he comes in.
No, we have one betta fish.
You have one betta fish. Oh, okay, all right. Well, they're fairly clean.
Does he, like, forget to take them off, or he just really refuses to?
No, it's not that he forgets, because when he comes into the house, I'm home, and I say, please take your shoes off.
Okay.
Right.
All right. What's your husband's name?
It's Mike.
Mike. All right, let's call Mike and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Mike, it's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. What, I win something?
Nope. Also, we have your wife on the phone, Kendra.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hey,
all right. What? What's up? What's going on?
You don't sound very thrilled to hear from her.
No. It's fine. It's just that, you know, I get the feeling it can't be good. If it's on the radio, I don't know. It's going to be something. I don't know. But go ahead.
Well, we heard that you refuse to take your shoes off when you go into your house, and your wife really wants you to do that.
Yeah. I mean, she gets on me about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does get on me about wearing my shoes in the house. Yeah.
But you still wear your shoes in the house.
Well, yeah. I mean, just come on. We don't live in Japan, okay? I can wear my shoes in the house, and you know, they're just shoes. I mean, my parents wore them in their house. I wore them in my house.
Yeah.
And you know, if I had dog stuff on them, I would take them off. You know, but it's doing normal shoe stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, just normal shoe stuff.
Yeah.
I got it.
And you know. I'm not trying to, you know, if I'm out doing yard work and they're covered in grass or something, you know, I'm gonna take them off. But you know, usually I'm just coming in from work, you know. So.
Right. So you just walk in, you got your shoes on, you walk around. Kendra, what is it? Is there like a part of the house that you're most concerned about, or is it just all in all you don't want his dirty shoes in your house?
Well, first of all, we have hardwood floors.
Right.
So everything shows up on the hardwood floors. But let's just say we didn't have hardwood floors. He's still bringing in all the nonsense from the outside.
Okay. All that outdoor nonsense.
I try to explain to him all the disgusting things that are on the street. And yes, you know what? I'll give him credit. If he's out doing yard work or if he's been like in the mud or whatever, he takes his shoes off.
So is he in the mud frequently?
Making mud pies. Okay.
Take his shoes off.
All right, hang on. That's a good.
Any other time.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. 340-9595. Do you need to take off your shoes when you come in the house? Jennifer, good morning from Ponte Vedra. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. What do you do? Do you take your shoes off when you go in the house or nah?
Well, I make my husband take off his shoes before coming home. So every day, that's what we do. We take off our shoes and we leave it outside.
So you don't like your shoes in the house either?
No, we don't. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, I'm half and half. Sometimes I'll take my shoes off, but sometimes I'll just leave them on and walk around the house. And my wife will say stuff to me. But, you know, when we go to visit her parents, they put on their shoes in the morning and they don't take them off until, like, the nighttime.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like I take mine off depending on what they are. I know that sounds weird.
What do you mean?
Like, depending on the shoes they are. So, like, if it's just shoes I've worn to work, I don't. But if it's, like, workout shoes or I went running outside, I take them off.
It's probably dirtier here at work than it is outside.
I know, you're probably right.
I'm just going to say, hey, thanks for calling. Alexis from Middleburg.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Alexis. What do you think? Do you take your shoes off or nah?
You take your shoes off. You know, out here in Middleburg, we don't have any hard paved roads a lot of the times and concrete and everything. And my husband, I have the same problem. We have laminated wood floors in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, he doesn't clean, help contribute to the cleaning.
Cause, right.
You know, he does, like, yard work and stuff. And
right. Because he does man stuff.
Yeah. So, if you have steel-toe boots that have really, like, deep tread in them, almost like tires, and it takes up, like, chunks of dirt.
Yeah.
And it gets dragged into the house, and he also refuses to take off his shoes until it's, like, the end of the day.
Right. That's when a lot, you know, and I know a lot of people do that, and, you know, like, the guy mentioned Japan, and in Japan, a lot of European countries, they have, whenever you go somewhere, they have, like, an area for shoes, but...
Yeah, when you go eat sushi at this place, you have to take off your shoes before you get in these booths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's
the thing.
I'm sure
it's not called a booth, but...
It's called a something or other.
Yeah.
But, here, like, when you go to a hotel, do you take off your shoes when you get in the hotel room?
No, because then that I feel like that's gross.
Right, see? Because it's dirty.
Right.
So, it's, like, it's a catch-22.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Kendall, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Kendall. Do you take your shoes off when you go inside?
Yes, I think you should because it will bring in allergen and it's better for your health.
Oh, oh. Kendall, are you a doctor?
Actually, no.
No, okay, all right.
You sound like it.
You sound like, yeah, you know a lot of stuff. Allergens are bad, especially this time. But, you know, allergens also come in on your clothes and your hair.
And they could come in through your air conditioning, couldn't they? Right?
There's no escaping allergens.
No, there's not.
It ain't
not.
Your shoes. That's
your dog.
Problem. Right.
My dog.
And from the west side, how are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Great, Ann. What do you want to say about shoes in the house?
Well, I think I'm with the wife this time around because working or anywhere you go, the number one germs you harbor outside your house that goes in your shoes is E. coli. And then, you know, if you got kids, you put your shoes anywhere in the couch, anybody, E. coli can be contacted with any way.
Yeah. And in romaine lettuce, don't eat that right now.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants to wear something in the house, they can use indoor slippers.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, a lot of people have indoor slippers and shoes like that.
Yeah, something that you don't take outside. That's a good idea.
Right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Whatever you do, leave your romaine lettuce at the front of the house when you get there.
Yeah.
Don't bring it in the house because it's just...
It'll spread E. coli.
It's a horrible... Mike and Kendra join us. They're having an argument because Mike never takes his shoes off when he comes home. Right, Mike?
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes I come home and the boss calls and I have to go back out to the car. And if I have to put my shoes back on, I have to make him wait. It's just stuff like that.
No, I know. You're a busy guy. You don't want to be taking your shoes on and off. But Kendra, you think it's just dirty and disgusting and you don't want any of that outdoor nonsense in your house.
Yep. I don't want those germs in my house. And we have kids.
And you're, okay. All right. 340-9595. Donna, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you think about shoes in the house?
I think that shoes in the house are fine. I think that we wear shoes to protect our feet. And I've had a situation once where I opened a cupboard and the shelf broke in my kitchen and all these ceramic dishes fell on my floor. And had I not had on shoes, my feet would have been all cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we wear shoes so that when we accidentally kind of miss the turn at the bed, we don't break our little toe, you know?
Yeah.
That's true. That's the worst feeling when you stub your toe.
No, I know. I hate when you're getting to the end of the bed and you're like, turn left, turn left, turn left! and then you miss the turn.
Oh, it's horrible.
I don't know about you, but I think there's a lot of people who run into stuff like that with their feet, or things drop. And
no, that's true.
If you have shoes on, you're not protected.
That's true. They're called clumsy people, and they definitely should wear shoes.
Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. And think about this, Megan. A lot of people, you know, they walk around barefoot outside because it's Florida.
Yeah.
And then they just walk right into the house. So what's the difference between that and wearing shoes?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
like
true.
At the beach, you don't wear shoes. So.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Brittany from the North Side, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Great, Brittany. What do you think about shoes in the house?
I don't agree with it because my ex-husband, he's a paramedic. And when we were together, our youngest son got C. diff because he was working in the hospital in the back of the ambulance. And coming home, he walked through the house, and our kid got C. diff because one of his patients had C. diff. And it got on his feet.
What is that?
Oh, my God. What is that? What kind of disease is that?
It's a bacteria that's in your gut that makes you have diarrhea.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, look, if you're a doctor or a nurse or working with blood and guts and vomit, probably you're right. You should take your shoes off before you walk through the house.
Yeah.
But, and before your one-year-old crawls all over there.
Right, yeah. And I guess if you have little kids in the house and they're crawling on the floor, although my kids aren't little anymore and they still crawl on the floor.
I crawl on the floor.
Yeah, well, only in the bathroom, to the toilet. Oh, get me to the toilet. Thanks so much for your call. Paul from Mandarin, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I've listened to everybody talk, and I wanted to say that I'm Asian. My husband's Caucasian. I don't want people to you know, pick on the Asian culture. We're not making them take off the shoes because it's an Asian thing. It's like these ladies said, it's more of protecting your home and keeping your house clean.
Yeah.
You got lazy kids in the house that doesn't pick up a broom and you know, sweep the floor. So why make them wear the shoes around the house when you're the one who's doing the cleaning?
Yeah.
No, that's a good point, too.
No,
that's
you're
good
right.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone was making fun. I think they were just using it as an example that when you go to Japan, you take off your shoes.
Right.
Maybe you guys are onto something.
Yeah.
Well, number one is respect. Number two, of course, is keeping the house clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just common sense. That's all.
Yeah. We're just disrespectful.
We really are.
Hey, thanks so much.
She's like, I know. I've been here long enough. I realize.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.